This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Heath Alk, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Montgomery County Farm Bureau farming members receive Farm Week, a free farming newspaper. Farm Week is one of the nation's leading farm publications. Get Farm Week by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or check our website at www.montgomerycountyfb.com. Or come into the office, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call. The answer's there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
It's 11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning, and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat now trading at 873.5, up 7.5. March wheat trading at 887.25, up 8. December corn trading at 739.5, up 4. March corn trading at 742, up 4. November soybeans now trading at 1519.5, up 15.25. January beans trading at 15.18, up 14.75. The overnight crude oil market, a half a dollar higher at 86.15. The Brent crude, 58 cents higher at 108.31. The December gold contract, $7.80 higher at $1,691. The U.S. dollar index, 0.029 lower at 80.72. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat closed at 866, up 1.5. March wheat closed at 879.25, up 3/4. May wheat closed at 886.25, up 3/4. December corn yesterday ended at 735.5, down 4. March corn ended at 738, down 4.5. May corn ended at 735.5, down 4. November soybeans yesterday ended at 15.04 1/4, down 22.75. January beans ended yesterday at 15.03 1/4, down 23.5. March beans closed at 14.82.5, down 21.25. December soybean meal yesterday ended at $469, down 69. January meal, $464.50, down 58. March meal, $454.40, down 48. December soybean oil yesterday ended at $48.32, down 94. January oil, $48.70, down 95. March oil ended at $49.18, down 93. And December oats yesterday ended at $3.58, down 9. March oats ended at $3.67 1/4, down 8.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with wheat slightly higher and corn and soybean futures lower. In quiet trading, soybean futures fell due to technical and speculator selling at the Board of Trade. Though soybean futures were lower, export inspection figures were very good at 59.4 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 4 to 6 lower at 713 to 730. Soybeans down 19 to 24 cents at 1469 to 1484. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents weaker, ranging from 728 to 742. Soybeans were down 20 to 24 cents at 1485 to 1501. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 4 to 6 lower at 719 to 755. Soybean bids down 20 to 24 cents at 1482 to $15 even, while the wheat bids were mostly 1 to 2 higher at 846 to 860. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 24 cents at 1511 to 1520. Basis ended steady at 8 to 17 over January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $6.90 a ton at $4.81 to $489 a ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 4 cents at $7.30 to $7.45, with basis steady at 5 to 10 over December. Dried distiller grains today steady to $4 per ton lower, ranging from $2.60 to $2.76. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 12 cents lower at 7.11 to 7.19. Basis dropped 3 to 8 cents at 24 to 16 under December. Soybean bids were down 28 to 29 cents at 14.93 to $15, with basis down 5 to 6 cents at 10 to 3 under January. Wheat bids for July 13 delivery down 1 to 4 cents on Monday at 837 to 844, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 37 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at 719 to 721. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 16 to 36 cents, with quotations at 1505 to 1506. Soft red winter wheat gained 2 cents at 854 to 855, while the Milo ended 4 cents lower at 685 to 686. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. At country elevators to producers, January corn bids range from 721 to 742. January soybean bids at 1470 to 1493. In central Illinois, Jan corn bids range from 730 up to 753. January soybean bids at 1493 to 1513. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids at 720 up to 766. January soybean bids range from 1494 to 1517. And the wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 826 up to 844. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 76.92, down 82. February hogs ended at 82.95, down 95. April hogs ended at 87.97, down $1.50. December cattle yesterday ended at 125.27, down 15. February cattle ended at $129, down 17. April cattle ended at 133.07, down 30. November feeder cattle yesterday ended at 144.90, unchanged. January feeders 146.77, up a dime. March feeders ended at 148.95, down 7. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending $1.40 lower with a base price range of $78 to $79, a weighted average of $78.32. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was mostly a dollar lower today at 52 to 56, with a few up to 57. Receipts in Illinois, 11,287 head. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady. Sows under 400 pounds, 46 to 48, 4 to 500 pounds, 47 to 54, and over 500 pounds, 51 to 58, a few up to $59. Today's estimated sow receipts, 575 head. In the USDA National Carlop Pork Report, trading was very slow with light demand and light to moderate offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound carcass was 92 cents higher at $86.48. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 434,000. That's up 9,000 from a week ago and even with a year ago. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection was at 118,000, down 3,000 from a week ago and 12,000 from a year ago. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were firm on choice and weak on select on light to moderate demand and offerings. Choice carcasses were up 28 cents at 193.02, while select was down 25 at 175.29. We had 131 fab loads today and 41 trim loads. The choice select spread was at 17.74. On Saturday, a special feeder cattle auction was held at the Greenville Livestock Auction. Receipts totaled 1,901 head. Medium steers, 500 to 600 pounds at 152 to 160, with high dressing up to 171. Value added up to 171. 600 to 700 pounds at 145 to 150, value added to 160. 700 to 800 pounds, value added 135 to 145. Holstein feeder steers, large threes, 400 to 500 pounds, 110 to 1250. 500 to 600 pounds, $100 to $106. Feeder heifers, 400 to 500 pounds, 143 to 152, with value added up to 158. There's a package of 621 pound value added at 143.50. Otherwise, the 600 to 700 pounders went at 116 to 125. 700 to 800 pounds value added at 135 to 141. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 188 and a half, down a half. For block cheese, 211, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 207 and a half, down a half. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 21.19. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, 724. For January, 735. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, 724. For January, 727. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, 1481. For January, 1513. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, 823. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $7.24, corn at Scottville, $7.24, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.81, wheat at Scottville, $8.23. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning at 6:21. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Cloudy skies today, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the upper 40s and light southwest winds. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, the high in the low 50s, and your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday. Clear to partly cloudy skies and warmer, low temperatures in the mid to the upper 40s, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, 39 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by EnviroFoam of America. First of all, in our farm news, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to members of the Hillsboro FFA chapter at the recent national convention in Indianapolis, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI with more interviews with FFAers who attended the National FFA Convention last month from this listening area. So many quality students are right now enrolled in the Hillsboro FFA. A strong membership and a very strong officer team. We talked to a few of those officers as they attended the convention, including the president of the Hillsboro FFA chapter, Emma Anderson.
Why is FFA important to you?
Well, I think that's really what I'd like to, agriculture is what I'd like to focus on in the future. So coming to something like this and meeting FFA members who have different agricultural projects throughout the United States is really important.
And you have high hopes for this chapter.
Yes, yes I do. Next year Mr. Niehaus is going to retire, so I really hope all of our members can step up and help our new instructor to keep our chapter as strong as it was under Mr. Niehaus's direction.
It sounds like you guys have contests and lots of things coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yes, our fruit sale starts in November, and then we have our Green Hand Bowl, which is Scholar Bowl for the freshmen, which is really important. We also have our ag sales and job interview contests.
And next we have the historian, who is Sarah Bergen. And Sarah, as Emma was telling us, you guys have already been very active out here. What are you looking forward to the most while you're here in Indy?
I'm really interested in going to the sessions. Last night was really empowering. I'm really also excited. We're going on some really cool tours. We're going to go see Not Just Popcorn, which has 500 different kinds of popcorn. And so I think we do that tomorrow morning, and that sounds really exciting. And just seeing all what Indy has to offer and what's all here at the career fair, and I'm fairly excited.
And just like Emma, you have a lot of high hopes for this chapter as well.
I do. Personally, since I'm the historian, I'm the chapter representative for the alumni chapter, and we're doing a whole bunch of stuff with the alumni chapter as well as our FFA chapter. Like, we're selling candles right now with the alumni to boost the revenue in the FFA so we can get to go to these things if we're not financially stable. Also, we're doing just tons of stuff with the FFA, and I'm really excited for, like, parliamentary procedure, job interview, and fruit sale is coming up, so.
So in the Hillsboro area, is anyone, you know, welcome to join the alumni? Who's eligible?
Friends of the FFA, past FFA members, parents, anybody who seems interested are totally welcome to join, and we encourage them to.
What are your personal goals for the FFA?
I personally, this year I was in state chorus, and I would love to be on the stage at Nationals next year, and I would love to be a section officer and maybe one day a state president or state officer.
Anything else you want to talk about the next couple of days? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to what I can take back to our chapter and what we can really instill and empower our members to do, because there are tons of opportunities with the FFA, and I just hope that our chapter can take up those opportunities and really make benefit of them.
Sarah Bergen. Also with us is Noah Gallen, who is a treasurer for the chapter. Noah, what does that mean? What do you do as treasurer?
Well, I go through all the financial records, make sure everything's up to date. And like with our fruit sale coming up, I'm going to be busy making sure that we have all the money coming in, and that should be fun.
What about your record book, and what's your personal interest?
Well, for my record book, I keep records on donkeys. My mom actually runs a business. We grow mammoth donkeys. So that's why I keep my records on, working for her and helping her out.
And as a junior, do you already have some future plans in mind, college?
I'm looking at an agricultural career. I'm not really sure what actual field or anything yet, but that's kind of why I'm here, looking around, seeing what I might want to do later on.
And what are you looking forward to here, the career fair or just the overall convention the next couple of days?
Definitely the career fair is going to be a big thing for me. I'm starting to look around, seeing what I want to do, and that's a big reason for me.
Some members of the Hillsboro FFA chapter here at the 85th National FFA Convention. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it is 6:28 on this Tuesday morning. Brazil may replace the drought-impacted United States as the world's top producer of soybeans for the 2012-2013 harvest season. It's still just a forecast, but Brazil's expected 2012-2013 soybean production is expected to top that of the U.S. for the first time ever. World Ag Outlook Board Chair Gerald Bangi says historically it's taken both Brazil and Argentina to surpass U.S. soybean production, but maybe not this year.
It appears that at this point, Brazil is postured perhaps to alone exceed soybean production in the U.S. Again, historically, we've always had to look at it in terms of Brazil and Argentina.
Bangi spoke recently about the post-drought situation at the Future Farm World Americas Conference in San Francisco. The USDA's latest forecast puts Brazil's soybean production at 81 million tons this harvest year versus 77.8 million tons for the United States. Bangi says the traditional buyers are keeping a close eye on the situation.
Major importers like China and other countries look at it and say, well, you know, at the moment things are looking good down there. And we've always known, given the tight situation of both corn and soybeans in the U.S. that goes on in the southern hemisphere through our winter here is going to be very, very important, as well as the spring in the U.S. is going to be very important, too, with regard to how the crops fare.
Bangi says increased Brazilian production gives big buyers more purchasing choice and helps keep a cap on prices. U.S. soybean production is expected to be off about 7.5% this year, while that in Brazil is forecast up nearly 22%.
Brazil has done a lot of expansion in the terms of soybean production and corn production up in the Mato Grosso area, which is an area which is developing very, very rapidly. But the significance here is that Brazil is also becoming a very significant corn producer because they have learned that they can produce a crop of corn following soybeans up in that Mato Grosso area.
The U.S. remains the world's biggest corn producer for now, but others, including Brazil and China, are on the rise, with China expected at 200 million tons versus an earlier 272 million tons for the United States. In other news on this Tuesday morning, as a result of the drought, some key agricultural states need an extremely wet winter to improve moisture levels. That's why the threat of the drought has not passed, even though conditions are improving. According to climate experts, some areas would need 5 to 6 feet of snow and more than 15 inches of rain over the next few months just to get back on normal. But in October, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted an enhanced chance of below normal precipitation for the middle part of the country this winter. Unless Congress acts, several federal income tax regulations that affect agricultural producers will expire on December 31st. North Dakota State University Extension Service farm economist Ron Hogan says the Section 179 expense election is $139,000 for this year, but is scheduled to revert to $25,000 next year. Hogan says this year is the last for bonus depreciation, which is at 50% and available for qualifying property placed in service in 2012. He says the expiring provisions will impact farmers' ability to reduce taxable income. Another expiring regulation is the 2% temporary payroll tax cut, which affects people who are self-employed and employees. The long-term capital gain rate will increase from zero for those in the 10 to 15% brackets and from 15% for those in higher tax brackets to 20%. Also, dividends with this treatment will be taxed at ordinary tax rates, which has ranged from 10 to 35%, but will increase to between 15 and 39.6%. In case you haven't heard, Target is now looking to eliminate the gestation stall housing system from its supply chain by 2022. Target is the nation's second largest discount retailer and fourth largest food retailer. Target stated that it recognizes this task will involve a large undertaking from pork product vendors. The Humane Society of the United States praised Target for wielding its immense purchasing power to make a huge improvement in animal welfare by eliminating pig gestation crates from its pork supply chain. 36 food-related companies have now made a commitment to eliminate gestation sow stalls from their supply chains. Once again, in overnight trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 874.5, up 8.5. March wheat trading at 887.5, up 8.25. December corn now trading at 740.75, up 5.5. March corn trading at 743, up a nickel. November soybeans trading at 1520, up 15.75. January beans now trading at 1517.75, up 14.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Envirofoam of America and by Sievers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.